kind of hell-bent on completing this interview, so let's go ahead and do it. Manfred Nowak is standing by now. We've got him on the phone now. Important questions in this exclusive interview that I want to ask him. Let's see if we can get a response from him now on that last question I asked. This is a treaty that was signed by President Ronald Reagan. Would Barack Obama be in violation of that treaty if he doesn't go ahead and prosecute members of the past administration, including perhaps the president, on this principle? Mr. Nowak, are you there? We're ready to hear your answer.
Yes, I'm there. It is true that the United Nations Convention Against Torture requires every state party to make torture a crime under domestic law with appropriate penalties and to prosecute every person, to investigate every case of torture, and then to bring the perpetrators to justice. Perpetrators might be the persons who directly apply torture to a detainee, but also those who order torture or to condone torture.
So what happens if the Obama administration says, look, we've got too many, much bigger fish to fry. We've got bigger problems in this country than to deal with whatever the past administration did. We're not going to do it. We're not going to get involved in that. We're going to leave it alone. Is he violating any laws, any principles? What would happen then?
I mean, I would say the first obligation is to really investigate, have an independent investigation about what happened during this 8 years of the so-called war against terror.
Who?
Then there are
the
various
United States?
Options.
But who would have that investigation? The United States? Its Congress? Or would it be an international board?
It is the United States of America. How they do it is up to them. It can be a congressional investigation. It can be a special investigator. There are various ways and means to find out the truth. And the next step is then to see what kind of consequences. One is, for instance, that the victims of torture have a right to reparation. That is as important than to look into the individual perpetrators and to bring them to justice. But all this are requirements, are obligations under the United Nations Convention Against Torture.
You keep coming back to the word requirements and obligations. If there are requirements and obligations and they are ignored by the Obama administration, you, as the investigator of torture around the world, as one of the most foremost authorities on torture around the world, what will you do? Where will you take this?
I will remind the United States of America of its obligations, and I will try to convince them that they should live up to these obligations. And President Obama has made it very clear that he wants a change, and that means also that he wishes to comply with international human rights obligations.
If what you are saying is true, by the way, does the United Nations War Crimes Tribunal not also have a responsibility to investigate and prosecute U.S. officials?
No, because the United States has not ratified the statute of the International Criminal Court, and that's why the International Criminal Court is not competent unless U.S. citizens are found to have tortured or committed other, and these are really serious crimes against humanity or war crimes, in another country that has ratified the statute of the ICC. So in this case, when we are talking about Guantanamo Bay, this is under United States jurisdiction and the ICC is not competent. It is up to the domestic authorities to investigate and, if they find enough evidence of torture, to also prosecute.
Once again, this is an exclusive interview with Manfred Nowak, one of the foremost experts on torture around the world. One final question, sir. Why President Bush and Rumsfeld singled out? Why not Cheney? Why not Alberto Gonzalez? Why not... Go ahead.
I have not singled out President Bush. I only have said the U.S. has an obligation to investigate. I think first and foremost to look at the individuals who have tortured, where you have evidence. But then you have to look into who ordered this. And we have clear evidence. And in our report that we sent to the United Nations, we made it clear that former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld clearly authorized torture methods, and he was told at that time by Alberto Mora, the legal counsel of the Navy, Mr. Secretary, what you are actually ordering here amounts to torture. So there we have the clear evidence that Mr. Rumsfeld knew what he was doing, but nevertheless he ordered torture. And that's why there is strong evidence. I have not said anything about President Bush and others. Of course, Alberto Gonzalez also condoned it by, because from his department there were various memoranda which actually undermined the absolute prohibition of torture by defining torture in a very, very narrow sense, which was not in accordance with the definition of torture within the United Nations Convention. So there are more, but that is up to the United States prosecution, investigation authorities, and finally the U.S. courts to find out to what extent they have enough evidence to actually convict any direct torturer or those who ordered or condoned torture.
Well, but we're making news here, because I just heard you on the record say that there does seem to be enough evidence to be able to make a case against Donald Rumsfeld specifically. Manfred Nowak, UN special investigator, foremost expert on torture around the world. My thanks to you, sir, for taking time to talk to us.
Thanks very much. Have a nice day.